As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Deport all undocumented immigrants. Voters favoring the government trying to deport all 11 million of them. Back in 2016, just 38% of voters wanted the government to try to deport all 11 million undocumented immigrants. Compared to where we are in 2025, 56%, the majority. The American people have come a long way on this issue, much closer to Donald Trump. And I think that's a big part of the reason why Americans are increasingly saying the country is on the right track when it comes to immigration policy, and why Donald Trump's net approval rating on that issue is in the positive.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Well, you know Tyrus from being a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, and he's traveling the country and seeing people live. And you can see him next in Middleton, Ohio. Looks like May 17th is that day. Tyrus, welcome back to the show. Happy Easter week. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
So I just played a clip there from CNN, Harry Enten. He's always giving, it's funny to me because he's always giving people on CNN bad news, which kind of feels like good news to me. But it seems as though the American public has shifted on the idea of deporting all illegal immigrants. I wanted to know from you, with this Garcia, this El Salvadoran MS-13 gang member, also known as a Maryland dad, why are the Democrats picking this guy to push back against President Trump's immigration and deportation plans?
I think Greg Gutfeld said it best on The Five and reiterated again on Gutfeld last night. Like, this is the dumbest issue. No one should really care about this individual. He just doesn't, it's just such a slap in the face to the American people in general. I think I saw a stat somewhere that I think it was like CBS and maybe it was MSNBC or a couple major news networks. They covered his story like over 68 times and actual victims, zero.
Right.
And this guy's not a martyr. This is like a George Floyd other situation where you're trying to make something to fit a narrative that's not there. Or the deeper thing is they're trying to use this to set up what's looked like it's going to come down the line, where we're going to see a lot of the embezzlement that's been going on the last 4 years and payouts and misuse of American funding. So I think if they try to set the narrative that the administration is disappearing people and, you know, and they're arresting people, that when it happens to them, they're going to try to say this is the beginning of it. I try to put my head around it, and it just comes off as dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely dumb.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the head scratcher, because it seems so obvious that there are things that the Democrat Party could hone in on that would potentially resonate with voters who they clearly are not in touch with right now. What are the issues that you think the Democrats could be chasing after, or the bipartisan issues that the Trump administration is paying attention to that Democrats could support without having to compromise their principles?
You know,
It's been 4 years of head scratching. It's always, you know, we always hear it the 80-20. No, this is a 99-1 issue. And they still seem to, and because the progressives don't represent anyone but an individual with an agenda. So I think that's the connection here, is because this has been, again, another one of these things where they try to pick, instead of, they can't win the argument, so they try to say, well, what about this one person? And again, this guy, the senator that went there, I mean, it just goes back to what I've said. The problem with dumb people is not just that they're dumb, because we know they're dumb, is that they're dumb so they don't know that they're dumb. So they think they're brilliant and they're dumb. And going to El Salvador or Venezuela or whatever it was to go, I guess he was going to go, what, stand outside the prison and demand they release him? I mean, what was he going to do?
Yeah. And they were like,
he's going to get arrested, and he's going to end up getting arrested over there, dummy. And then who is he going to call to try to get himself home? The White House. Like, it's just, it's moronic. There's no polite way to address this. It's not a debatable issue. This is, are you kidding me?
Tyrus is speaking with us right now. You can check out his latest book. It's out, Nuff Said, follow-up to Just Tyrus. Both very good reads. I encourage you to look into those books and get them wherever books are sold, or audiobooks. That's how I take them in. Tyrus, I want to ask you about the Katy Perry, Gayle King, Bezos.
Oh.
When Katy Perry, I was indifferent on this issue until they came back and they're like, I hope for world peace now because we did this.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
The virtue signaling of the overprivileged. They were calling it, you went on a ride.
Uh-oh, okay? He said
you went
ride.
On a ride. You went up the whole, I coined the phrase, you went up for 11 minutes. You were in our space for 42 seconds. You came down and had the temerity, the unmitigated gall, to act like you're changed the world. You got on the ground and kissed the ground as if you had been up in space waiting
for 9 months
to come home. You know, like you discovered four forms of life and a edible a space vegetable that grows on the stars. And then they kept calling themselves astronauts.
Mm.
You're a talk show host, not an astronaut. You talk on a show. No one, you know, like, it's just laughable. Katy Perry, I left all the love. And that you went up so fast and came down. The only thing that was proven to me is that you are more buoyant in the air when you have a lot of plastic surgery done. That's the only thing that we saw. If you're taking selfies on a spaceship and got flowers and rolling around, yeah, you're bringing in organic objects on a space mission that could have been contaminated there, Katie, but not too well thought of because it was a ride. You went on a ride. Stop acting like you did something. You didn't invent the wheel. You went on a ride, and then you're virtue signaling stupid speeches. They were dumb. They were the worst speeches I ever heard, and I've heard some doozies. I listened to Joe Biden for 4 years, and he made more sense than all the diversity, and it was so quiet. What is wrong with you people? This is worse than someone saying, hey, listen to my demo tape. You know what I'm saying? Like or going to a karaoke concert where some guy like is singing Def Leppard, but he acts like he wrote the song. Mm. Like, what is wrong with you people?
You know, that's like the point. You want to, if you have the opportunity to do something like that, that's cool. Take the opportunity. Experience the experience. But is it the celebrity that these people enjoy that makes them think that the world is just waiting with bated breath for their message?
They're so enamored with themselves. They're so delusional. It's laughable. I mean, it's like if I caught a foul ball at a baseball game and then thanked the Red Sox for helping me win the World Series. And humanity has changed. Once I caught that ball, I realized that the world is round.
Yeah.
And that we're all on this little sphere together. And just like it fit in my hands, if we all held hands. See what I'm doing here?
Yeah.
I'm so full of it right now, it's not even funny. Like, you would
funny.
Not let that person finish that sentence.
Yeah.
You would have them removed from the game for being weird.
Did you see the video of them like opening from the inside the door and then they close it and then Jeff Bezos goes and gets like a wrench and then opens the door again? There's some
What is your problem, Bezos? Don't get the wrench, okay? Leave them in there for a while. And if they stayed in there longer than 5 minutes, I guarantee you they'd have been furious.
Get me out.
The speeches would have been angry that they were oppressed in there. They had to wait 5 minutes to get the door open, and they finally got out. They would be complaining. Imagine them on their plane if it doesn't open up when it lands. I'm sure they're furious. So we would have had a lot of Karen moments.
Would you go to space for 10 minutes?
I would go on a space ride for 10 minutes, but I wouldn't step out like I
would you kiss the ground?
With God.
would you take that trip if you could take that trip?
If I could fit in there? Yeah. I don't know if I could fit. But I'd be like, wow, that was fun. I pretty much have done it. Anyone who's been to a carnival and went on the hammerhead has done the same thing they did.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans. And the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. Tyrus, I knew that was going to be fun to talk to you about. You've got a lot of shows. You're always laying them in. I say Middletown, Ohio. What do you all have coming up? You're so busy all the time. What do you got coming up for us?
Yeah, I got a big summer tour coming up. Of course, you can always catch me on Gutfeld. I just started working on book number 3, and I'll be touring all over the country. You can check it out on my Linktree, on my social media, Linktree at Tyrus Mash for tickets, and then at all ticket venues. Tickets are still available. Not many left, but there's a few left, and we keep adding new cities. That's the nice thing about doing your own tours is that we can keep adding. People send me messages, and they'll be like, hey, can you come to this city? Can you come to this city? If you got a theater, we can probably make it happen.
Yeah.
So you can just send those requests to booktyrus@gmail.com. Can't get much easier than that.
That's wonderful. And I mean, I've been to a couple of your shows before. And
it all started with you guys. My first show was with you guys.
It's exciting. And I think that the cool thing that you do is you go to a lot of areas that are populated areas, but it's not like the super, like the big city where people have to go downtown or whatever. You're going to like where Americana is, and it's awesome. And
yeah,
you do multiple shows.
The reason why I started doing that was when they defunded the police, I didn't want my fans coming to shows in the big cities where they might be getting carjacked or not, you know. So yep. I started looking for cities that supported police, and that's what I started doing.
Well, it's wonderful, and it's well worth the drive for people to go grab one of those tickets that are remaining, and we encourage people to do that. Follow you on social media as well. Tyrus, we love you. Thanks for being with us again today. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.